try to answer Jimmy Dore's question. Whatever is said in this case, because of how synthetic and fake Erica Kirk looks, isn't a fact. And I saw the talking point he put out. Jones has $1.5 billion judgment. He's only on air because he sold out. Okay, fine. That's what it is. No, I have appeals. I have been battling them and in huge lawsuits. And I've been audited. And my finances have been published in bankruptcy. And I drive a modest car and live in a nice house, but modest. And I don't have any money. And quite frankly, Jimmy, we close. I haven't really announced this yet. We close, finally, funny enough, on tax day, April 15th. The Texas receiver has finally gotten through our legal stuff, blocked our lawyers, is not paying for the power bills, the internet. So the agreement came through this morning. They're going to, quote, do a wind down and be friendly and let us go to the 15th, so we're going to close. So that's our big Wachuca money. So why is Jones still there? Because I'm fighting. I'm battling. The fact that I've survived and been the first guy to really put Anton New World Order on the map is the fact that I'm bad. And then I go look up the Egyptian planes, and the information's super inaccurate. And I say, hey, you're being set up with this. And she says, for months, I'm going to release it. Courts didn't. The Mitch Snow guy, I go look into him. The guy is like an ultra super insane con man they should make a movie about, like Catch Me If You Can. And people are like, oh, you're covering up for this and that. I'm like, no, Cash Patel's covering up accomplices. I believe there's a cover-up. I'm just simply looking at this and fine. Like I said, water, ice melts at 30 degrees. But I said, I saw other people point out she was wrong about that. They got attacked. I mentioned it got attacked. Fine, it melts at 30. Whatever she says, she can suspend gravity. Okay? So, I mean, I didn't bring this up. In fact, it's like mental illness. I had to stay away from it. I just, because I was like, well, let me check this. God, these Egyptian planes. Well, that's not true, not true. And like, you're, whatever. And now I'm magically being paid by people. That's why we're on air. No, we're in court battles. Our listeners buy products at thealexjonesstore.com. That's all a fact, but that doesn't matter because you can just say the innuendo and you guys are now the good guys and I'm the bad guy. So, fine. I was paid directly by what's her name? Erica Kirk to kill Charlie, and I did it for Israel under direct orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. And they paid off my $1.5 billion debt in the fake Sandy Hook cases, and everything's fine now, Jimmy. So I confess. There, you got me. You're like Perry Mason. You got me to finally, you know, you can't handle the truth, and now I admit it. So is that good? Am I square with you?
No, Alex, everybody has a lot of affection for you. But
I killed Charlie.
And, you know, and so I don't think it's crazy for people to have those questions and wonder. And why isn't Alex Jones leading the charge on this cover up? That would be right in your wheelhouse, that you would be one exposing all the lies and all the stuff. And yeah, maybe she's wrong about this, or you know, that's how
I specifically broke that Cash Patel was covering up accomplices.
Okay.
But nobody cares about that.
Okay. I mean, I you know, this is your stance. I wish you well with it. But I think that the key, it's a big deal to find out why Donald Trump's administration is covering up for the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I didn't think that connects to the Iranian war.
You say it. What is, hold on. We got to go to break for 1 minute and join stations. But what is my stance? I want to hear what my stance is.
No, you're saying that there's a cover up, but you're kind of, I don't know, being patronizing to Candace Owens' claims. And maybe she's wrong about one or two. You know, that's how investigations go. If you follow a lead, if it doesn't go anywhere, good. You had to follow it to see if it went.
And my first video to her was, this Egyptian plane, and though we ran, it's not accurate. And I got response back from her surrogates that I am on the Israeli payroll. So I'm a little upset about that.
Well, you know, I know Tucker Carlson said he could confirm the Egyptian plane. So, you know,
we'll come right back in 60 seconds. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealchemstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, shifting gears out of the TPUSA, Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, Quagmire. Let's actually go to Charlie Kirk. I got a clip here of Charlie Kirk talking about how horrible Lindsey Graham is. It's clip 21 I had on my list today. And yes, I get it that he was being bullied by the Israel lobby. He was a moral man. He was breaking with them. He called me a few times about a month before he was killed. And he was so nice. I thought it was sarcastic. He even called me sometimes, but not a few times a year. He's like, man, thank you for exposing Epstein. Thank you for pushing the White House. Where they're going for full release. We really appreciate you. You're just so wonderful, you know, such and such. We want to get you at our events. Alex, I'm so proud of you. Can I pray for you? You know, I saw you at that one event. You were drinking too much. Looks like you lost weight. You're not drinking. Oh, God, Jesus loves you so much. Not a fake Christian. I mean, I'm like, God, I'm talking to a preacher. I mean, yes, sir. That's great. Thank you. And then he called me another time about something else. But the point was is that it was me putting pressure on Trump. He thought that was good. He said, yeah, keep doing that. It's having an effect, which I knew. So definitely they knew he was powerful. Definitely they knew he wasn't going to support total war with Iran. And I guess in the calculus, you could say that Israel could be a main suspect in it. I simply said that up front, saying Israel did it, when I thought there was other involvement to cover up, was jumping the gun. If we think there's other involvement, let's find out investigation. Because that's what I do. Because there's always been this fetish that I work for Israel. I've not been to Israel. I've never gotten money from Israel. I expose Israel and bad things Israel does. So it's just ridiculous. But it's just a way to take an OG and say you're better than them to say that. So that's where that came from. And then a few things I said, hey, we looked into this, it's not accurate. I got attacked. So then, you know, I kind of got pissed off about that. And in hindsight, you can't argue with this type of, you know, fight, especially when you've got all the anomalies and things. I get people concerned about the anomalies. So that's why I haven't talked about it. I've just moved on. People can believe whatever they want. I'm trying to stop World War III. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if we could stop World War III, that would be a big deal. Do you have any theories on who actually killed him?
I mean, the Democrats, and there is a trans shooter movement, said we're going to kill Charlie Kirk. They had a song about it in the town. A bunch of people said he'll be dead tomorrow. Cash Patel killed investigations into that. And so I think they're suspects. I think you could say that. You could say if people try to claim internally TPOSA, you know, because he was might have been investigating things. I mean, it's all my point is I'm glad to investigate. I just like a witch hunt where we say who's guilty up front.
They're definitely guilty of covering stuff up, but it's obvious that Cash Patel and the Trump administration is covering. They're not even investigating stuff. And TPUSA has been caught in myriad lies. So and you only lie if you're covering something up. So they're guilty of definitely covering something up. So I think the focus should definitely be on the people who we know are lying.
Yeah. So listen, we cover it. You're covering it right now. To me, it gives me a headache because then I have to accept every new crazy thing that like, oh, Candace is like, to Mitch Snow, was this person here? Yes. Was this person here? You give it to him and he's like the oracle. Here's the deal. I have people say it doesn't matter if he's a convicted con man. It doesn't matter if he lied about the hammer attack. It doesn't matter. We've got to believe him. He was at Huachuca. But no one ever said he wasn't at Huachuca. I just can't do it. I just can't. It's too. I can't like buy into that. And I'm told like you must buy into this. And so I'm like, no, I'm not buying into that. So I'm bad. So great, I'm bad. I killed him for Israel. Netanyahu paid me $10 million. I killed Charlie Kirk. Just it's case solved. I mean, that's my only point is I just can't endorse this dude. I'm like, here he is, hammer attacking, arrested, convicted, not letting her leave of what he said she did in a podcast. This guy's a liar, and I'm bad. Fine. His wife attacked him with a hammer. She killed him with it. Fine. He's God. I agree. Bitch knows God. I give up. You people want to believe it? Great. It's all true. Just move on. Believe it. Everything else.
Okay, I mean, I don't think the investigation hinges on Mitch Snow's testimony.
No, he's old. He's good. He's right. It's all true. I'm wrong. I'm done. That's it. That's it. I can't fix mental illness. I can't get people to hear, see reality. It's a separate deal. Of course there's a cover-up of Kirk. I've been saying that with real information. People don't want real information.
Do you think there's a possibility that there was military intelligence involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination?
I mean, that could be. It just doesn't happen with 12 colonels the day before at Fort Huachuca.
Okay. I mean, you know, the maroon T-shirt thing. There's so many crazy things that happen. They don't have anybody watching. The security team doesn't have anybody watching the roofs. They all get caught lying about what they were doing security wise, that there was a drone, there isn't a drone.
That's because they're protecting me.
It's just nuts, right? And so it just seems like.
And so TPUSA killed him. I agree. And they hired me to do it. So just you win.
I mean, this doesn't sound like Alex Jones. That's what people are saying.
The TPUSA killed him. It's Alex Jones.
Okay.
I mean, don't you understand? Like I'm done with it. I'm not debating it. You guys believe whatever you want. I'm not involved in it.
And you're done with it because, I mean, the biggest assassination in a generation happening live, and the federal government is covering it up, according to you.
No
too,
one
cares.
No,
and you're
no,
done with
no,
it?
No, no, no. No one cares about me breaking the Cash Patel order to cover up of accomplices. Nobody cares about the real stuff I put out. They just want to talk about, you know, stuff that isn't real. So I'm just like, enjoy yourselves. It's like the only way to not be insane is not engage in it. So
you don't have to talk about that stuff. Why wouldn't you talk about the other stuff? Why wouldn't you have? I'm sure you have your own suspicions about the case. Anyway, I really don't want to get into a back and forth.
Here's the back and forth. I see every day without even looking. Alex Jones won't talk about the USS Liberty. Alex Jones won't talk about the private Federal Reserve. What are they talking about? I made films. Talk about it all the time. So it's this weird thing.
I don't know. I know you talk about that stuff. I mean, information you gave on 9/11 was unbelievable. I mean, that's the whole thing. You've been on a lot of stuff, and so that's why the people have questions. Anyway, I've said this about a lot of people. You can cover what you want to cover. You can't cover everything. It's just people would wish that you would follow through in a big way on your suspicions and help everybody crack the case on who actually killed Charlie.
Case isn't, you know, giving hundreds of thousands of dollars in a GoFundMe to a known supercon.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't make that the focus, but.
Well, they did, though. They said, hang your hat on Egyptian planes. Hang your hat on Mitch Snow. I went and spent a lot of time. And then I'm a cover. I'm involved. No, I'm not. And it's mental illness. So I'm like, listen, you guys knock yourselves out with your investigations. And you do it all day long. I've already said I think there was accomplices. I don't believe the official story. And I think Cash Patel's covering up, just like the Butler shooting and everything else and the war and the whole deal. And I'm against it. And I think we're being lied to. And then I just go off stuff I can prove. That's it.
And so what do we do now, Alex, that we know that Donald Trump is the enemy and that he was a charlatan and lied? I'll call it again, the biggest fraud in electoral history that I've witnessed personally. What do we do now?
That's the 60. I mean, when you say enemy, we know the Democrats are just as bad or worse. And so,
I agree with you.
So I don't know. I don't know what we do. And that's why I'm so upset. So let me ask you, what do we do?
That's a tough question. I don't know how we could. It doesn't, like, you know, everybody says no matter who you vote for, you get John McCain. And they just, like, you know, when Dick Cheney was famously asked, hey, the American people are against this war. And he said, so. And I feel like we're in that same situation that Donald Trump does. He's not running for re-election. He doesn't care. And the thing that I would want is for people like Tulsi Gabbard to resign and to use her voice to try to stop this. And people like RFK to resign and then file a lawsuit, making sure that people who are poisoned by glyphosate and get cancer could actually sue in court instead of what Donald Trump's trying. So I that's my call. That's one thing we could do. I don't know what J.D. Vance thinks his political future is. He's going to be tied to this war just like Dick Cheney was to the Iraq war. So, I mean, you know, wouldn't be a bad idea for him to resign and try to stop this, but he's not going to. So what we could do as people is all we can do is get in the street. But I remember we had millions of people in the street trying to stop the Iraq war, and that didn't make a difference. It's because we don't live in a democracy anymore. You know, we live in an oligarchy, which was proven by a Princeton study over 10 years now, that your vote really doesn't matter. And I don't think voting actually matters, on certainly not on a federal level. So I don't know what we can do to stop this, but it's going to kill our economy. So you think the unions might get together and say, hey, maybe we have to do an action like the truckers did. We have to shut down stuff, shut down D.C. or shut down Manhattan or the power centers, the economic centers in the United States, to try to stop this war right now, because that's what we, that's the only thing I that's going to save it. It's already probably too late. It's probably, this is just going to keep escalating. This is World War III. We're in it. It's worse, I think, than people realize, and it's going to get much. The oil has already doubled. Here's the crazy thing. Think about this, Alex, that so when Iran cut off, closed the Strait of Hormuz, which they knew was going to happen. Now, Donald Trump is offering, because now they can't get insurance for tankers to go through the Strait of Hormuz, Donald Trump is now offered to chaperone oil tankers with the U.S. military, putting them at risk, right? But also, guess where that oil's going? 50% of that oil is going to China. So now Donald Trump is using the U.S. military to ensure oil shipments to China. This is the craziest thing that's ever happened. So I like what Candace is doing.
By the way, that's why I like your show, is you always have the facts. We're simpatico, and I love Candace. In fact, I felt bad that I went on that whole jag. Her servants tagged me. I got pissed because I was from a place of, you know, love, and then I went on, you know, went off the rails. But that's why I want to just move away from it. But let's go back to what you just said. I have known, and I have witnessed, that you can actually get Trump's attention through the media and culture. So the fact that he's not totally controlled by globalists, but makes horrible decisions a lot of the time, means that we have a responsibility to put pressure on him. So absolutely, peaceful demonstrations by populists, just by left, right, you name it, that gets attention. Us talking about it, us pointing out Trump got lied to, he's starting to back off, saying, okay, I'll try to end the war right now. That's what I'm saying is I totally agree with you, is that we need to bipartisanly shut this down right now. And so that's what I'm all about, is whatever the big current thing is that stabilizes civilization. And that's why I want to get you on, so you would actually say all these smart things that I, you know, think are great, instead of just, I'm not mad about it, but just debating about stuff that just is going nowhere. The Kirk thing, whatever happens to cover up, great, find the smoking gun, everything, you know, we'll burn, you know, whoever at the stake. I'm just simply trying to stop World War III.
I'm with you on that, and I'll join with anybody to try to stop World War III. I just, you know, not to kick a dead horse, but I just think that, you know, I saw Noam Chomsky. He was asked, hey, who killed JFK? And he tried to dismiss it, saying that it doesn't matter. People get murdered. A lot of people get killed. Who cares? It doesn't matter if someone killed. It doesn't matter if it was a foreign country. It doesn't matter, which to me sounded like a deep state talking point. And so I just think that if you dismiss that, it just that it, that's what it sounds like.
No, you're not listening. I think you're not listening. That's a straw man. I've said probably 10 times the last 30 minutes that I believe there's a cover up. I know that I would talk to people that were in the meetings.
But it is important. Do you think it's important?
And they ordered a cover up of accomplices. Then I go run down leads. And when I say this is inaccurate, that's not accurate, it's to help everyone. So we cover the accurate stuff. Then I get accused of being involved in a cover up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I just, I think it's important that we find out if a foreign country was involved, not only with JFK's assassination, but with Charlie Kirk's, because Charlie Kirk was credited with stopping Trump starting this war last June.
But Noam Chomsky, the Epstein acolyte that loves the island and can't wait to get back there, it's not me.
Yes.
I've always said investigate and there's a cover-up. So I never said why we don't care about Epstein. We don't care. I mean, or we don't care. Like, oh, we don't. Epstein acted alone. Oh, Crooks acted alone. Oh, the Kirk killer acted alone. No, I've been saying I'm the first to say there is a cover up.
Okay.
I am not going to say that, you know, things that aren't true. I'm not going to say that ice melts at 30 degrees.
I think it's okay to disagree with people. I think that's healthy. I think we should disagree.
And that's all I did. And I get people were so mad about the obvious cover-up with TPUSA and the fiasco that anyone then asking any... My point is, just because people are doing bad and just because there's a cover-up doesn't mean that we have to go crazy in a mob and lynch people. You understand the difference?
Okay. Yes. I think the most important thing now is to stop World War III. I hope someone smarter than me with more influence than me can do a protest. I think that's the only thing that could really, honest to God, this is the Western civilization. This is the whole world almost. That's definitely our economy is going to, because the petrol dollar is going away because of this, right? And so if we don't have the petrol dollar, the currency completely gets devalued, which wipes out people's retirements.
Well, that's
wipes
right. Trump is deliberately, or whether he knows it or not, wrecking our economy, and I think he finally figured it out, which is why he's put the brakes on. But let's play that Charlie Kirk clip I wanted to talk about earlier, because I'm talking to you. I've moved on from the Owens thing because I did so much investigation, it gave me a headache.
Okay.
And then I got mad I did it, and I was mainly just pissed that I was actually investigating, you know, a bunch of rabbit holes that weren't real, and I figured it out. And I tried to say it's a rabbit hole, people got mad, so I just got pissed. So I want to go with what's real. What we do know is that since you said this, but I've just moved on from it, I can play the clips, and nobody picked up on this but me, or I guess a few did. You only have Netanyahu and other Israeli firsters and Mark Levin saying, you think you'll beat us, we'll take you out, we'll get you. They have made physical threats in their eight-front war saying, we'll take this all the way. So I didn't want to say Israel was the main suspect, but a few months ago when they made all those threats, I did videos saying, no, I think Israel could be a suspect now because of these statements, the eight-front war, and I learned more about what Charlie was saying, because sorry, I wasn't super following Charlie Kirk, that I started saying, no, this is real, but then they didn't care. They went, oh, you're trying to salvage yourself, Mossad agent, now that you blah, blah, blah. No, I don't know. People all the time call me and say, why aren't you covering this? I didn't know about it, you know? I'm not omnipresent. And so, remember the clips, like, all the Jewish lobby, like, threatening people, you better watch it, we'll get you, we'll take you out. When I saw that, I did reports. That's when I was finally done. And I said, okay, maybe Israel did kill Kirk. The Owens people attacked me more at that point. I was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I'm just like, this is cuckoo town. Does that make sense?
Sure, sure, yeah. I mean, nobody likes to be attacked. I get it.
Well, it's not that. It's like, I'll be attacked for something like, I don't want to go to war with Iran. Trump's wrong. It's clear cut. But when it's this weird, like, fever dream thing, you know what I mean? But by both sides. Does that make sense?
Can we watch that Kirk clip about Lindsey Graham?
Here's the clip. Here's the clip.
Let's do some updates about Israel and Iran and potentially the United States. On one side is the Lindsey Graham, John Bolton types, where they are actively calling for regime change. Here is Lindsey Graham. This is just lunacy. This kind of analysis is not helpful. This kind of approach, this kind of argument, it has nothing to do with nuclear weapons at this point. This is now that we want to go all in and take out the regime. It's time for us to close the chapter on the Iranian Ayatollah and his henchmen and start a new chapter in the Middle East. And that sounds good, doesn't it? But what have we learned when it comes to wars, and especially wars in the Middle East? What you draw up on a whiteboard rarely happens. What you think theoretically is going to occur, there might be unintended and unforeseen consequences, especially when you're talking about a country 2.5 times the size of Texas and has 90 million people and was an ancient and great power with well over a dozen ethnic groups. You have underground Christians. You don't really have many Jews left in Persia. but also you have secular younger Persians. Who's going to run the country exactly, Lindsey Graham? This sounds like Hillary Rodham Clinton in Libya. So I'm pointing to the first extreme right now, the neoconservative extreme, the we must go take off the head of the snake right now. Play cut 285.
Be all in, President Trump, in helping Israel eliminate the nuclear threat. If we need to provide bombs to Israel, provide bombs. If we need to fly planes with Israel, do joint operations. But here's the bigger question. Wouldn't the world be better off if the Ayatollahs went away and replaced by something better? Wouldn't Iran be better off? It's time to close the chapter on the Iranian Ayatollah and his henchmen.
All right, let's stop there. He goes on for like five more minutes just destroying him. So, yeah. That would give them a motive, and now the Israel lobby said, we'll take you out. You conservatives, you think you'll survive us? We'll take you out, said Mark Levin. So, yeah, okay, there you go. My point was is that I had to wait to see all that to understand it, so I'll understand and say that I think people that think that have a reasonable view, Jimmy Dore.
Yeah, I it's reasonable. It's most likely. There's no doubt. I mean, it's their MO. They're the king of false flags, Israel. They're the king of assassinations. And so it just makes sense. And to have Netanyahu come out and deny that they were involved in it twice, it sounds like methinks thou protest too much. It was obvious they were protesting too much. So I think there's a direct connection. But I think the more important thing right now is to find a way to come together and stop World War III. Tucker's doing what he can do. You're doing what you can do. I'm doing what I can do. Candace is telling people not to enroll into the military. And if you're in the military, try to find a legal way to get out of it. I agree with that. I endorse that. I meet at my shows ex-military people all the time. And now their job is to go and de-recruit people. You know how they send the recruiters into high schools and colleges? They go into high schools and colleges and tell people don't join the military. So ex-military people come to my shows who do that all the time. So I'm with Candace on that. I think that's if the military, and I understand, I already read reports that the military is upset with this, that they don't want to be doing this.
Oh,
war.
Yeah. No, the chairman of Georgia staff told Trump don't do it. Well, that's the thing. A few months ago, they were saying Trump can't have National Guard, protect federal bases. No, that's constitutional. So I was defending it. They were saying don't follow illegal orders. Now I'm saying don't follow illegal orders to preemptively drop nukes. We now are in that place. It's totally insane. Here's Lindsey Graham just yesterday, just salivating, bombing and destroying. Play the clip.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death row now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should make us all proud.
And then he says, oh, support the military, support me. What? He is so demonic, Jimmy Dore.
You know, when I hear him talking about blowing the hell out of people, I'm thinking maybe he's not talking about bombs. Anyway, because it is Lindsey Graham.
And they're on their knees, too, and he's blowing them.
And they're on their knees. I'm like, does this guy, do you not hear yourself, Lindsey Graham? No, he is evil. He's always been evil. The only time he's smiling is when we're killing innocent people and creating chaos and havoc. The world's terrorists are the United States. We've set the entire Middle East on fire now twice in 25 years.
JimmyDore.com, listen, I got to do a few more minutes on the side. I'm going to let you go, but I'm going to do your show too. But I'm going to come back and have you finish up with this. JimmyDore.com. We'll be right back. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at theolivestonestore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it, because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigly. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com, because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win, man. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win, or a non-zero-sum game, or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue, or our bovine colostrum, or our CMOS, or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in, so you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Jimmy Dore is a really smart guy, and has a very popular show, JimmyDore.com. You can find him on X as well. Really needs no introduction. In closing, it's been great having you here. I didn't mean to turn it into an interview about me, but you know, I talk a lot, and you definitely led into that. But just in closing, where do you see America going? Because there is a global awakening, populism, evils being exposed, and for both political parties or any system, I don't see the genie being put back in the bottle. And I know that about 8-9 months ago, when they kicked Elon Musk out of the White House because he was really going after corruption, that was the beginning of the end of Trump. And I think Trump's just trying to prepare himself to leave by making a deal with the establishment. He's putting as many as his people in as he can, kind of as a rearguard action for that. And he survived assassination. He went through all that stuff. And I think this is Trump trying to survive. I'm not defending what he's doing, but I think that's basically where we are. But we move past Trump. I would love to reform the Democrat Party. I would love to see a new party. I would love to, you know, I mean, you have the SAVE Act they won't pass is incredibly popular in Congress just to make you have ID to vote. So I don't see the corrupt giving up. I don't see the good guys giving up. I see a real clash in civilization coming. What does Jimmy Dore see in closing?
Well, there's going to be chaos because of this war, right? And it's chaos inside the United States. I think, you know, when the Wall Street crashes and our economy crashes, that's what causes chaos. That's what'll get people in the street. And what I hope happens is that, you know, they say all the left, right, we have a lot in common. We have to come together and oppose the oligarchs. Well, the left and the right did come together, but they came together at the top of the parties. They all agree on the worst stuff. They all agree on horrible wars, and they all agree on keeping us from health care, and they all agree on crushing workers. And so I hopefully that this crisis that is being caused by Donald Trump's actions with Iran will cause the people at the bottom to come together and realize that it's always been a lie, the left-right divide, that we have more in common that divides us, and we share a common enemy, and the common enemy is the WEF globalists that Donald Trump is serving right now with this war. So that's what I hope happens. That's the only thing I think can save us, if we all come together. But if we keep fighting with each other over anything, that's a win for the oligarchy. That's a win for the establishment. So I say your neighbor is not your enemy. Your neighbor is hurting under the same oligarchy that you are hurting under. And so we need to come together and oppose them. And so hopefully, because I don't see, again, I'm not an economist, but it seems obvious to me that this is going to crash our Wall Street. It's going to crash our stock market. It's going to crash our economy. The oil prices are already doubled right now. Things are just going to keep getting worse. And if the petrol dollar goes away, which it looks like that's what's going to happen, I hope Trump can do anything to stop it. But again, if he doesn't, we all need to come together, because things are going to get a lot worse in the United States once our dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world.
Well, I'm proud of populist conservatives, call us what you will, that we're not slavishly following Trump when he starts breaking his promises and doing wrong like Democrats to a great extent have been. But that's been the sickest part, is watching him go after Musk, MTG, Thomas Massey, now myself, yes, you know, Tucker Carlson, that we're Qataris, we're foreign agents, because I can play the compilations like you can. In fact, after you leave, I'm going to play the Trump compilation again, of him saying everything I'm saying. So we're for that Trump before. We didn't think he was perfect, but he was better, and he was a different Trump. He has changed. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen the clip. He came out yesterday and said, no, we're going to shut this down very quickly. It's going to be over very quickly. I mean, I think he's seeing the pressure. Like you said, this needs to stop immediately. And I love, you know, Rabbi Schmoly's like, Alex Jones just wants money. That's why he doesn't, you know, he wants to not have oil prices go up. If oil prices go up, it derails the recovery. All the economists agree. We're on the edge of bankruptcy. People of the third world starve to death when energy prices go up. This is about civilization. This is about me getting money. It's so dangerous, Jimmy.
And that's why, you know, foreign countries are already trying to quietly take their money out of U.S. treasuries. And that's why gold is skyrocketing right now. Gold is like doubled since I bought it 2 years ago. It's and the reason is because people don't have any faith in the U.S. currency anymore. And they're taking it out of U.S. treasuries, which is why the treasuries are now paying a higher interest rate than before when you buy treasuries. So it's not going to be good. Everybody needs to come together, realize that your neighbor's not your enemy. And I think that's what some of this, you know, I really do think some of the over the top violence by ICE, and they're completely disregarding the Constitution, no matter who it is, white, black, Hispanic, gun owners, non-gun owners. They're wrecking everybody. And I think that is to keep people fighting each other so we don't come together. And we have to keep that in mind. They're going to keep doing things to keep us fighting each other and to keep us fighting our neighbor. And that is always a distraction. Chaos always favors the establishment. And when you're hating your neighbor, you're not putting your energy where it should be, which is at the people who are really pulling the strings and controlling both of us.
Absolutely. But Trump just saying he's going to shut the war down soon made oil prices start to drop, same gold and silver. Of course, they'll go back up because of basic industrial need. I mean, do you put any faith in him now figuring out that he was advised wrong and stopping this war?
No. Again, I have hope. I don't have faith in Donald Trump. I have hope, and because I got to have hope. Otherwise, I'll go nuts. And I'll, you know, I've been waking up since the war started with anxiety in the morning. I way worse than normal, put it that way. And
Me too.
No, I don't have faith in Donald Trump.
But
I have hope.
My anxiety is never about like cerebral technical stuff. It's gut level and it's always accurate because I don't like, you know, see a bunch of news and get up. No, I can feel it. You feel it too, right?
Yes, 100%. Yes. And this is different. This is different than Iraq. This is different than Syria. This is different than Libya. This is different than Afghanistan. This is, and with the stuff that's already happened has changed the world.
All right. Thank you for the time. Final question. I keep saying final question. As bad as the Republican Party leadership is targeting true MAGA and driving them off, what are the Democrats going to do? That zombie Gavin Newsom, Kamala's talking about running again. You've got just Hakeem Jeffries looks like an evil jack-o'-lantern. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, they're like, we look at the Republicans, got like, well, look at the Democrats. I mean, they're just like a zombie operation.
I mean, the problem with the Democratic Party is they're supposed to be a left party, but they're not a left party, right? So they're pro-authoritarian. They're pro-war. They're pro, they're anti-worker. They shut down the railroad strike during Biden's presidency. They crushed it, which would have changed labor and nationwide, and they stopped them from getting power. And so they crushed that union. So the Democrats, there's really no point to a left party that's in bed with Wall Street. The Democrats serve Wall Street. They serve big pharma. They serve military industrial complex, big insurance. So you can't serve Wall Street and serve workers at the same time. Those are diametrically opposed to each other. And so the Democrats just give lip service to the workers. And we have two, you know, right wing parties in America. There is no left wing party in America. I've stayed true to my left wing values and I've been called a right winger. Now it's right wing to be for free speech. Now it's right wing to be against censorship. Now it's right wing to have bodily autonomy and reject experimental medical treatments of being mandated by the government. Now it's right wing to be against the Ukraine war. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. So there is no left party. The Democrats right now are not, they're controlled by the same billionaire class. So the billionaires try to pretend that they're warring against each other, but we all know they all work together. They all have the same, as George Carlin said, they have the same agenda, and they do have the same agenda. So we need to, so the Democratic Party is not an answer to that. I gave Nick Fuentes a hard time when he said we got to vote Democrat and stop this. And it's like, yeah, we're going to vote for the other deep state party controlled by Israel and the PDF files. And it's just, I don't think that's an answer. And I'm not voting for either of those parties. I haven't for a long time. But voting doesn't make a difference. It doesn't. I don't think. Look, everybody thought they were voting for Donald Trump was going to be a peace candidate. Everybody thought they were voting for Donald Trump was going to be bodily autonomy and rein in the poisons we're putting in our food. And he's going to make free speech again and get rid of DEI. And none of those things are true. The exact opposite happened. And so I would ask you what's the future of MAGA? Because almost every MAGA influencer I know has soured on Trump, but there's still, according to CNN, they said that Republicans are supporting Trump. But I think that poll is bogus because a lot of people aren't identifying as Republican now.
Yeah, let's be clear. There's a giant populist movement against the establishment. Democrats are still seen as more establishment than Trump, but Trump is losing that veneer very quickly. And I just think we become issue-oriented, populist-oriented, and we just move forward. The fourth turning's here. The establishment can try to buck it, but they're going to fail. They're swimming against the tide. But I'll just say this to end this as with some fun. It is true, and it's not a weird factoid I just make up. So it's so funny. It's something I got to tell. I've had two men spit in my mouth, okay? And I've had Jimmy Dore at the 2016 RNC, when I crashed the Young Turks, he spit iced tea like a spitting cobra and I'm right in my mouth. They were like, oh, that's iced tea. So I've had, yep, that's just true. And Willie Nelson. Now, with Willie Nelson, just hung out with him a lot, played chess with him, hang out. He would smoke these big marijuana volcanoes. I'm not a big marijuana guy, but I smoke marijuana with him. And he sits there, and he's got a ball, and he sucks on it. Like he's an astronaut in the right stuff, how long he can do it. He goes, he hands it to you, and there's spit dripping off. And it's Willie Nelson, so you go ahead and do it. So, hey, you're in quite the elite club. I've had plenty of women saliva in my mouth, two or three probably. The point is, though, Jimmy Dore That this is kind of gay. I mean, you literally like a frog grabbing a bullfrog grabbing a bug with his tongue. Were you intending to hit me right in the mouth with your spit?
No, I wasn't intending to hit you right in the mouth. I don't know what I was intending to do. I was trying to defuse the situation, and I thought maybe you would go run for a towel and try to get out of there. But it was chaos, and there was no security, and I was afraid things were going to keep escalating, and nobody wanted that. And I didn't really know much about you at that time. And, you know, since I do, and I'm impressed with, you know, the prescience you had around 9/11 and all that kind of stuff, especially that. So,
well, I think it's funny. So again, I think it's funny, but you're in quite an elite club, though.
Yeah, I'm honored to be in that club, and I'm sorry that that's how I had to get into the club.
Jimmy, thank you. You're on that. Where do people find you? JimmyDore.com. Where else?
Yeah, JimmyDore.com. You can find me there. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Rumble. I'm Instagram. I'm everywhere. So, but if JimmyDore.com is a great place, I'll also be. I'm on tour. I'm going to be in San Antonio, Albuquerque, Houston, Dallas, Salt Lake City. I'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles April 17th, only 70 tickets. And then I'll be in Las Vegas, Tulsa, and Oklahoma City. Thanks for letting me plug my tour. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I've seen you on stage. You're one of the best. Jimmy Dore, thanks for the time.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I don't come up with these stories like I make them up. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Jimmy Dore and Willie Nelson have spit in my mouth. I mean, it's bizarre. It's so weird. But Willie Nelson's like a peace pipe. You know, the first time I did it, I probably smoked probably 20 times. It's a true story. You can't make up. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Reality is too insane. Absolutely cuckoo bonkers. I did not have it on my bingo card. There you go. I spit in Alex Jones's mouth club. Well, Dore did it on purpose. I don't know. Nelson is like, going for like a minute. Like, how's this going to? It's like big glass pipe to this big weed thing. And he's like, you're just like, let me tell you something. I've been so stoned, Willie Nelson. I had to like get in my car and just sleep for 2 hours. I'm not a marijuana guy too, but when you're with the Romans, do as the Romans do. You know what I mean? But hey, speaking of this, here is Trump. For all the enemies out there that are attacking me, saying I'm a Qatari and I'm a traitor and I love the mullahs. Oh, give me a break. No, I'm with this Trump, not the new Trump, but I'm glad he's backing off wanting to end the war. Oh, my God. See, it's breaking. This is already in the Wall Street Journal. Based on what Jared Kushner told me, I thought Iran would attack us. So now the blame game starts. Was I not right again about this fiasco? Guys, I just go issue by issue what is accurate. Like Dore keeps going, well, obviously there's a cover-up of Kirk, so why don't you go with this? And I'm like, I agree there's a cover-up, but I can't take stuff that they say is the cover-up, is it accurate, and lie to people, man. Hey, listen, it's hard enough to figure all this stuff out than to start politically picking to put stuff out because I think you want to hear that more. Obviously, if I'd have come out and said TPUSA killed Kirk and had and put out fake evidence, my show would get much bigger. I don't do that. It doesn't mean they weren't involved. I don't lie on purpose. I get stuff wrong. My God, I have the best track record of that. But I got to defend myself, and I like Jimmy, but it's like 30 minutes of defending myself. 30 minutes we don't have. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, God judges me, not man. Here's a clip of Trump. We'll come back with the big news. Stay with us.
No return. World War III has never been closer than it is right now. Good. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad. They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
And I will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him. And it just never was going to happen.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective.
You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed. And you won't if, look, if we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. This is a great time to negotiate. Unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know the first thing about negotiation. We have a real problem in the White House. So I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III.
Because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end. Our policy of never-ending war, regime change and nation building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go.
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world. I was the first president in decades who started no new wars. You started no new wars and no new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. Look at me. I'm the one that kept us out of war. You know, I'm the only president that didn't start a war. I'm going to keep you out of wars. I kept you out of wars. We had no wars with Donald Trump.
But when people like Kamala Harris send our sons and daughters, our young people, to fight in stupid wars, it is the young generation that carries the burden of that. We're going to stop sending our young people to faraway lands. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to use our young people here at home.
We should have never gone into the Middle East. We should have never gone into the Middle East. Under my leadership, we will turn the page forever on those foolish, stupid days of never-ending wars.
But if you're worried about the world spinning out of control, if you're worried about a military draft, if you're worried about, God forbid, a world war, the best way to prevent it is to vote for Donald Trump. And I really believe that.
If you want to avoid nuclear war, I strongly urge you to vote for Donald Trump. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for nuclear war.
She would get us into World War III because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting a draft notice, the thing called the draft. Dad, what's this? Oh, congratulations, you've been drafted into the military.
A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them, and who has demonstrated already that he has the courage and strength to stand up and fight for peace.
I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily.
So the good news is Trump has said in three different clips that I've seen, I'm sure there's more now, that we're going to end this now, we're going to end this quickly, this is over. In fact, let's just air those clips again, since nobody seems to know about them. Clip 20. And then there's, I'll find them here. 18 and 19. Yeah, air 20, 18 and 19. Here's Trump talking about Iran. So that's good news, which, again, the pro-war, pro-Israel fake MAGA movement that says we're fake MAGA, they want to run around and say, you don't question Trump, you don't get involved, or you're a traitor. Well, we are going to be involved. And we are going to hold Trump's feet to fire more than ever because you tell us to shut up. And when you don't get your World War III and America survives, you fail, scum. You fail, not us. You fail with your Democrat scumbag friends. Go to the clip.
Thank you, Mr. President. On Iran, you called it an excursion. You said it would be over soon. Are you thinking this week it will be over?
No,
are you talking
but soon.
About days?
I think soon.
Okay, and with respect
very
to...
Very soon.
Anywhere in the world, by far. And that's before we showed off our military strength with Venezuela and now with Iran. You know, Iran was supposed to be this big, powerful country. We wrapped the hell out of them. And, you know, I don't know when they cry uncle, but... They should have cried it 2 days ago, right? But they don't have anything left. In our country, inflation is plummeting. So with your help and hard work, we're making America great again, and we're doing it much faster than we thought. And it's better, stronger, and our country is doing really well. I mean, at a level that nobody thought. We took a little excursion because we felt we had to do that to get rid of some evil. And I think you'll see it's going to be a short-term excursion. How good is our military, right? Amazing. How good? Short-term. Short-term. Thank you. They're great.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
We're going to blow the hell out of these people. This regime is in a death row now. It is going to be on its knees. It's going to fall. And when it falls, we're going to have peace like no other time. We're going to have prosperity unlike anyone could ever imagine. Peace brings prosperity. You can't do it by talking. The Democrats criticize this operation. They didn't do a damn thing. These men and women in the military should make us all proud.
Israel, as he calls it, already wants to hit Turkey next. Oh, we're going to have peace after this. Yeah, right. Unbelievable. All right. There's a bunch of other news I haven't hit yet. And we're going to do that next hour. And this is the one-year anniversary of Jamie White being killed by leftist gangbangers. Mecha La Raza, La Reconquista people, where the black supremacists said, I killed that white man. Just to show you how great Austin, Texas is and how wonderful and free it is, Jamie was killed 1 year ago today. So I've got his memorial service clips and more. That's the last 20 minutes of the show of the broadcast. So stay with us for that. Very important. Remember, Jamie, what a patriot. We love you, Jamie. And more. By the way, it's back. Remember X2, the best iodine in the world? Incredible. Well, now it's even stronger and better. It's called T3, Trifecta Iodine. Now available at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game, or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue, or our bovine colostrum, or our CMOS, or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at theultrastore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.